Greetings from Paige Estrotori at Financial Services Online. Today, Sunday, February 25th, we bring you Australia's crucial industry updates. Topping our agenda is the rapidly evolving real estate investment scene amidst the upcoming federal election. Once again, negative gearing emerges as a pivotal topic. This practice, as seen with the theoretical couple Jack and Jill, aids investors in achieving self-funded retirement while contributing to rental housing availability. However, resistance echoes in the form of concerned taxpayers. Tensions aside, it can't be negated that as properties go from negatively to positively geared, considerable capital gains tax flows into the government's purse upon sale. The quandary prevalent here demands a middle ground to balance personal financial plans with wider tax policy objectives. Next, we turn our attention to the critical call from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA for brevity, directed at the insurance sector. This arises following over 30,000 complaints, leading AFCA to urge insurers to upgrade their complaint handling systems. Ample claim denials, protracted delays, and poor communication constitute the core issues. Here, AFCA isn't simply requesting change, but the comprehensive self-scrutiny of insurers' practices to ensure customer trust and satisfaction is sustained and fostered. On a brighter note, your super contribution limits are set for an upswing come July 1st. With the surge in weekly earnings by 4.5%, new caps have been drawn. The concessional cap moves from $27,500 to $30,000, while the non-concessional cap shifts from $110,000 to $120,000. The three-year bring-forward limit now touches the $360,000 mark. Worth noting, though, the total super balance limit remains unaltered at $1.9 million. These changes are particularly favorable for those near retirement, enhancing avenues for tax-savvy savings. Lastly, we tackle Toyota Finance's fiery challenges, currently under legal fire for charging onerously high interest rates through flex commissions. Between 2010 and 2018, a practice now banned, but not before enabling dealers to inflate their earnings while customers unsuspectingly paid more. Echo Law now assembles those affected to join the class action charge via their portal. The lesson to glean as consumers is to be wary of dealership coordinated loans and lean more towards lenders offering clear and lower rates. And that wraps up today's updates. Always remember, knowledge is power. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off for Financial Services Online. For more detailed coverage and offerings in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au.